Greetings, everyone. This is Fred Coulter. Welcome to Church at Home. Church at Home is sponsored by the Christian Biblical Church of God, and we are dedicated to restoring original Christianity for today, and also to understand the prophecies of the end time. Right now, the whole world, as we have seen, is right at the precipice of a tremendous economic failure. First, there was the problem with the dollar, beginning in 2008. Now we have the problem with the euro, which is going on right now, and affecting hundreds of billions and trillions of dollars, amounts of money so great that it's hard for our minds to fathom. Soon there's going to be a yuan currency problem in China. And all of these things will lead to a global collapse. There will be a great global depression. And this great global depression will be planned for the purpose of raising up an entirely new world currency system. And it will be mostly digital. Now, there will also be apparent benefits. One of the benefits will be, just like in America, there are no balance of payments problems between California and the other states or any of the other states in between. We all have one currency. So therefore, when the whole world has one currency, that immediately eliminates currency speculation. No country will have to worry about a balance of payments problems, which is one of the great things that is dragging down the United States of America right now. We owe more money to other nations every year by the things we import and pay for with U.S. dollars than we have U.S. dollars coming in to buy our goods. And the dollar is really the world's reserve currency today. So there will be no balance of payments problems with a single world currency. Now, you need to get the book, Aftershock, The Coming Global Financial Meltdown. Now, reading from the book, it says, after the temporary global mega depression, the international electronic currency operated by a central administrative agency will eliminate foreign exchange problems. We don't know what this new currency will be named, but for convenience, the author says, we will call it the IMU, and it will have the basic five currencies that I mentioned. Then the use of the IMU spreads around the globe since a country does not have to be a member of a governing group in order to use the IMU. The IMU will be far cheaper for society to administer than cash. After that has been, there will be credit cards, there will be debit cards, maybe some checks, maybe some cash. But sooner or later, that is all going to be eliminated. Because all of these things are steps to the coming mark of the beast. When the mark of the beast comes in, it will eliminate identity theft, tax evasion, robberies. It will eliminate all of those things and seemingly give us a near-perfect society. But there's more to it than that. Now let's read it here. Verse 16, Revelation 13. And he, that is this coming world beast power, supported by the false prophet, he causes all. Now this means everyone on earth, the small and the great, the rich and the poor, the free and the bond, receive a mark in their right hands or in their foreheads. And probably, without a doubt, every corporation will have a separate number. This is a whole new world currency numbering system. Now, as long as it's just in a card, You don't have the mark of the beast. But they are also going to eliminate cards. They're advancing toward it now. It's what is called swipe technology. And they're using Salt Lake City, Utah, as a model city project to come to a cashless society using the credit and debit cards that you just swipe past a terminal and it reads the amount and takes it from your account instantly. Now think of the identity theft that is going to happen with those. So they're working on the solution. And that solution was prophesied here in Revelation 13 nearly 2,000 years ago. And that's why. This can only be understood in the light of today's circumstances. Could not have been understood 150 years ago. Certainly couldn't have been understood in the time that John wrote it. And how could the gospel go to the whole world? Jesus said the utter ends of the earth. Today it can. Today we are doing that here at Church at Home and CBCG.org and every other Church of God that preaches the true gospel and has a website and has a means of getting it out to people. Now we have the means of our website. We also have our CDs and our videos that we mail out regularly, in-depth Bible studies and sermons. And of what I'm talking about here, I have preached on this for the past 40 years. About 8 years ago, I gave a sermon, "The Mark of the Beast is here." And everybody got all excited. "Oh, the Mark of the Beast is here." And that was with what was called the digital angel, a small little chip, a smart chip, the size of a grain of rice inserted into the body. Now, they put these into animals and cattle and things like this to keep track of them as well. That has distinct problems. It will migrate from where it was put in. It can cause cancer. And furthermore, it is not able to do the things that they want to do, such as control people's thoughts. Now let's read again here. Causes all. The small and the great, the rich and the poor, the free and the bond receive a mark in their right hands or in their foreheads. How is this going to be done? Obviously, with a new coming digital world currency, there's going to have to be a new numbering system. Now, they'll be able to do that. Look at all of the credit cards that we have, individual numbers on it. Now, let me ask you a question. If you don't have it, or you lost it, or it's been canceled, you cannot buy or sell, correct? Yes, indeed. Now, this goes the next step further. This goes into the right hand or the forehead. Now, they have an advancing technology, which is called invisible tattooing. They now have perfected this on rats, where they can tattoo on their tail everything about this rat that they want to put there, and it goes through a reader. Bang, everything on this rat comes up. Now they have developed the invisible tattoo where they can take and put it right on the skin. Now they have it now so it works for a couple of days. You just tattoo the skin, can tell everything that's going on in your body, your heart rate, your breathing rate, all of that sort of thing. And they're saying that this is for good for medical purposes. Well, of course, Satan always says everything is for good. However, they also want to develop it, that it can also be put in the throat, and spies can talk from anywhere on earth to their headquarters. They're also developing it so they can control your free moral agency. Now, it's going to take some time to perfect it. And let me read just a little bit to you from this. It's called the RFID Tattoo Planned for Human Beings. Now, this company was working on invisible ink with which to tattoo both humans and animals. SoMark Innovations has successfully developed a chipless, biocompatible RFID, and it runs on the electrical magnetic powers of the body. Now, they want to develop this so that they can keep track of people anywhere on Earth. They want to develop this so it can be on the right hand or on the forehead for buying and selling, and for controlling the thoughts of people. Right now, it's a product that is used on cattle, laboratory rats. So they use microneedles and an ink capsule. The skin is tattooed with an invisible ink. Although the tattoo cannot be seen by the human eye, it can be presently detected from as far as 4 feet away, and they want that to go so it can be detected by satellite, GPS positioning. Right now, there is a 15-digit code for the Department of Agriculture to mark cattle, track them, where they came from, where they're going, and the first 3 digits are for the United States country code. The remaining digits are unique identifiers. The numbers would link to a database containing more information. Now, what they want to do is, first of all, use it in the military. Now, isn't that good? The battle commander can know where all of his troops are at any time. If someone has it and they get lost hiking, they can immediately be found. Isn't that wonderful? But what they're not telling you is that they want to do this on everything, every product you buy, even on sliced meat. And they can put the tattoo there and you can't see it, and that's the only time that that digital tag is destroyed, when you chew up the meat. Now the question is, can you as a Christian, a true Christian, receive the mark of the beast and then expect to be granted salvation? The answer is no. Now, just like anything else at first, this is all going to be voluntary. Then when the beast receives its deadly wound, right in the middle of the 3.5-year peace period that is made with Israel, the Jews in Palestine today, and he will guarantee that the Jews will be able to build their temple. There's no way they can build it now. The Muslims would come in and absolutely overwhelm the Jews so that they couldn't build their temple. So they will start at the beginning of the 7 years, last 7 years. Right in the middle of that, the beast is going to receive a deadly wound. That is the one who proclaims himself to be God. And then he is killed, brought back to life by the false prophet. Then the mark of the beast will be enforced. However, just prior to the last 3.5 years, God is going to send 3 angels to warn this world. So let's come to Revelation 14, verse 6. And I saw another angel flying in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to proclaim to those who dwell on the earth, to every nation and tribe and language and people. It's going out. That's going to be in addition to whatever a church can be doing at that time. But apparently, churches of God will be shut down at that time, and no one can speak the truth. So God sends an angel around the world to preach the gospel, warn them to repent, warn them that Christ is coming, warn them concerning the things that are happening. And here will be his message, verse 7. saying with a loud voice, fear God and give glory to him, because the hour of his judgment has come, and worship him who made the heaven, the earth, and the sea, and the fountains of the waters. And don't worship the beast. Don't worship that man, because you're worshiping Satan the devil. Now the next angel has a special message, and another angel follows, saying, the great city Babylon is fallen because of the wine of the wrath of her fornication, which she has given all nations to drink. Tie that in with Revelation 17. So Babylon's going down. God is giving a warning. This whole world system and civilization is going to be destroyed by the return of Christ, and by the power of his coming, and by the brightness of his glory. Notice what the third angel says here. And the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, if anyone worships the beast and his image and receives his mark in their forehead or in their hand, he shall also drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is mixed undiluted in the cup of his wrath. And he shall be tormented in fire and brimstone in the sight of the holy angels and of the Lamb. Now that warning has to be given before the imposition of the mark of the beast as the final solution. How all of these events unfold, we can only see the outline. We don't know all the details yet, but everything is now building toward that. And you can see how absolutely precise these biblical prophecies are, and how absolutely foolish that it is for people to believe that the mark of the beast consists of a day of worship. It doesn't. It consists of a worldwide buying and selling and merchandising system. Now, this was prophesied in Ezekiel 28, prophecy about the one cherub who became Satan the devil, and that it was through the multitude of the iniquity of his sanctuaries and the multitude of the iniquity of his merchandising. You see, religion and business and government combined together, just like we have here in Revelation 13. So the answer is, if you receive the mark of the beast, you cannot receive salvation in the first resurrection at the return of Jesus Christ. Now, as we have seen, because of refusing to take the mark of the beast, that is going to deprive you of food, deprive you of clothing, deprive you of shelter, likewise your family. And people will come along and say, well, why don't you take the mark of the beast? You know, God would expect you to take care of your family. But remember, Jesus said, if you come to him and you do not love him more than your father or mother, brother, sister, your children, lands, and yes, even your own life, you cannot be his disciple. The absolute impossibility of it. So this is why we need the knowledge. We need the Spirit of God. We need the Word of God. And now is the time for us to wake up and realize and ask the question, do we want eternal life more than the things in this world? And the choice is coming down to that in the very near future. Notice what it says here, Revelation 15 and verse 2. And I saw a sea of glass mingled with fire, and those who had gotten victory over the beast and over his image and over his mark and over the number of his name, standing on the sea of glass. Yes, right there, resurrected to meet Christ and stand on that sea of glass, as we have shown in other segments of Church at Home. What's going to happen when the resurrection takes place? You have to have victory over that, and that victory can only come with Christ. And that means that we are going to suffer great deprivation coming from everything that we can have physically in the world to nothing. Because we love God and love Jesus Christ more. Are you ready for that? Are you ready now to repent and turn your life over to God, be baptized and receive the Holy Spirit, grow in grace and knowledge, keep the commandments of God, have the faith of Jesus Christ and the testimony of Jesus Christ? Are you really? You see, now is the time for action. Now is the time to quit playing religion. Now is the time for each one of us to realize that this satanic system is coming full bore, and most of us are going to live into that time. So the question is, what are you going to do now so that you can have the victory later? That's why in counting the cost, we have to understand, what is it that you are going to be willing to do for God? Or are you going to submit to the system and give your free will over to the powers of Satan, the devil, through the world government, through the world religion, and through the world economic system with the mark of the beast? Those are the choices that we are confronted with. And remember, Jesus said, as long as it is day, as long as there is light, we need to do the work. We need to preach the things that need to be preached. We need to change and grow and repent and overcome and develop the character of Christ. We're in a time when it's no longer going to be, oh, what church do you belong to? Yaddy, 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 yaddy. No. It's going to be, do you believe God, or do you believe this world system of government and religion and finance and worship Satan the devil? Now, those are the choices that God has set before us. Those of us living in the end time have to understand that. And the only way we can survive, the only way we can do this is to trust in God with all our heart, mind, and soul and being. So we will watch the system develop. We will see how it comes along. And in the meantime, we need to do all we can do to get this word out to the world, to get this word out to people, to preach the gospel, and all of those things are going to be required that we do them. So once again, thank you for inviting me into your home. And remember the good news beyond. Christ is returning, and then the glory of the kingdom of God will begin. So until next time, this is Fred Calder saying, so long, everyone.